Winnie the World loves Bangladesh.
Here we go on this great big road, this great big road, this great big road. Here we go on this great big road, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Winnie, it's good to see you again. Are you getting ready to go out into the rain?
No, but the country I'm going to tell you about gets lots and lots of rain. This country is also one of the biggest little countries in the world.
Biggest little country. How can a big country be little?
That's not what I said. This is a little country that is big. The name of the country is Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. How big is this little country?
The country itself is not very big. It's about the size of the state of Wisconsin. But it is very big in the number of people that live there.
How many people live in Bangladesh?
There are over 161 million people who live in that small area. Let me explain it this way. Imagine what it would be like if over half of all the people living in the United States were all put into one state.
The United States would be very, very crowded. There'd be people everywhere.
That's what it's like in Bangladesh. There are people everywhere.
That's really amazing, Winnie. I guess Bangladesh really is a big little country. Tell us about the rain.
Bangladesh gets a lot of rain. These rains cause big floods and landslides. Every year, many homes are destroyed by the flooding, and many people are killed.
This is really sad, Winnie. This little country sure has gone through a lot. Do many people know about Jesus?
Bangladesh has a big amount of people, but very little who know about Jesus. But God is doing big things in little ways to reach the people. In the 1920s, a young Muslim boy was teasing a Christian worker there. But soon, the boy gave his life to Jesus.
What happened after that?
After the boy grew up, he went to an Assemblies of God college and became the first Assemblies of God pastor in Bangladesh. Today, the Assemblies of God also has schools for kids, orphanages for street kids, and Bible schools to train pastors and teachers.
That's really neat, Winnie. Just think, God used a little child to start doing a big work all over the country of Bangladesh.
That's right. And these kids here can do big things for God in little ways.
Can you share some of those little ways with us, Winnie?
Sure. The first thing they can do is give to BGMC. Sometimes we can only give a little, but God uses every penny that is given, and He uses it to do big things. BGMC helps in Bangladesh with TV and radio programs, children's ministry supplies, college courses, and school repairs.
That's amazing, Winnie. All the money that is given to BGMC really adds up, and it can reach a lot of people for Jesus. What else can kids do?
They can pray. Our little prayers can do big things for the kingdom of God. Oftentimes, families disown people who become Christians in Bangladesh. Those people need God's help. Our prayers can open doors for the gospel to be spread.
Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and telling us about Bangladesh. And thank you for telling us how these kids, even if they are little, can do big things for God by praying and by giving to BGMC. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever it rains and you take out your umbrella, remember to pray for Bangladesh.
Sing with me as I go. Here we go on this great big road, this great big road, this great big road. Here we go on this great big road, telling people about Jesus.